Painter. This is the Top 40.
Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria 24, Johannesburg and Emalahleni 22, Rustenburg 26 degrees. Water and Sanitation Minister Phemi Majondina says the water infrastructure should be declared national key points to address ongoing allegations of sabotage. This comes after claims that some officials may be tampering with infrastructure that caused the ongoing Johannesburg water crisis. The minister was speaking at the Akenhof pump station today. International relations analyst from University of Johannesburg Oscar van Heerden believes the resignation of Dana Brown from the U.S. Embassy in Pretoria may be due to President Donald Trump's hard stance on South Africa. Brown resigned yesterday amid rising diplomatic tensions between Pretoria and Washington. Van Heerden says it's clear she had no choice but to step away from her position.
I think that she found it very difficult how the Trump administration and Marco Rubio dealt with the invitation to the G20. And I think she was not prepared for that. And that's why she decided to rather resign and go back home. Because it does mean that Trump put certain people, including diplomats, in a very tenuous position.
President Cyril Ramaphosa is meanwhile in Windhoek, Namibia for the funeral of former President Sam Nujoma. He passed away last week at the age of 95. Nujoma was the first president of the Southwest African People's Organization in 1960. To the Eastern Cape now, where the funeral service of the South African National Defence Force soldier Sergeant William Koller is currently underway in Lotawater. The 42-year-old and 13 others were killed during peacekeeping mission in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo in January. COSATU at the same time believes that the death of the 14 South African Defence Force soldiers in the DRC last month can be directly linked to austerity budget cuts. Here's COSATU's Zanele Sabela.
The CEC called for a dedicated analysis of the situation in the DRC to deepen our understanding of the issues and South Africa's role in it. The Federation is also set to revive contact with the trade union movement in the DRC as part of its international solidarity campaign.
And we end off with this. The Valcourt Magistrates Court has found a man guilty of assaulting and humiliating a healthcare worker at the Tabong Clinic. In July last year, he visited the clinic and complained about the slow pace of service delivery. He then returned the next day with a bucket full of feces and poured it on an employee. An investigation by police later revealed he was out on parole. This then led to his arrest. The man will be sentenced later this month. I'm Chanel September. That's it from the news desk for today. For myself and the team, goodbye.
Jacaranda FM weekends be like. More music you love. Number 20.
I've known, I found a new place to call my home. Friendly fire, I'm not alone. She gets me higher, it's bad, I know. On my knees praying for my soul. My destiny feels like I've lost control. Which way to go, how would I know? I'm under the influence. Lost in the moment.